I think just pressing him. You know, I had him in press coverage a couple times and did a pretty solid job, so just continue to do that.
Yeah.
How much do you think your pressure in the past, be on Vic, your sack right at the beginning, or what you've done against Hester in the past, has planted a seed of what you guys can do defensively, made those quarterbacks think about that?
Oh, it's big. Whenever you can get pressure on the quarterback, it makes everybody else's job easier. You know, you have to cover for shorter periods of time. The quarterback knows pressure's coming, so sometimes his balls are not as accurate. Pressure plays a big factor in, you know, stopping the quarterback, mentally and physically.
The last few years, you weren't playing as much. You guys called a lot of blitzes, didn't get home as often. Why are you getting home more as a unit this year?
I think people getting home, it breeds confidence, and I think it makes everybody go that much harder to get to the quarterback. And, I think the secondary guys kind of make an emphasis, like, please get home. We don't want to cover so long. So with that in the back of your mind and just trying to, compete with each other and get to the quarterback, it makes it, easy.
Desmond, how do you think you guys did against Forte this year, and where would you like to see him run? In other words, where is he more dangerous? Where do you not want him to be on the field?
Forte is a good back. He's very solid. He can run inside, outside, catch a lot of screens. So, we don't want him to run anywhere. I think we have to – it's no one place we can, filter him. We have to be solid against him, in all areas. So, nowhere.
Yeah. Did you think you did a pretty good job saving those two runs here at Lambeau? You had the two back-to-back runs, but other than that –
Yeah. Other than that, I think we held him down pretty tight. He those two, and I think he caught a pass and got quite a few yards. But other than that, I think we held him out. We don't really get too big in how many numbers he got. We just try to keep you out the end zone. So I think we done a good job of that. So we just got to continue to do that.
Do you agree that Cutler will give a defense a couple opportunities to pick it off? There'll be a throw here or there, and it's an opportunity you have to cash in on when it comes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the way we play defense, the way we pressure and the way we cover, it's always an opportunity, I think, against any quarterback. So I don't think Cutler is any different. So just got to cash in.
On a total sideline note, those hats, I believe, were sold by halftime of the retro game. Fans are looking for them. I'm willing to give it up.
If the price is right, supply and demand, baby.
They are a hot item, though, the brochure.
I was in the store and I had it on, and another guy had it on. He's like, man, these are my favorite hats of all time. So that kind of showed me that these hats are pretty cool.
But the price must not have been right.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, all right. He's a very good tight end with good hands, and he can definitely stretch the field. He's a vertical threat, so he can catch the ball downfield, and also after the catch, he can definitely be effective if you don't get him down, and it showed in the playoff game. So, he's an all around tight end. He can block a little bit. He even caught a few screens. So he's definitely a challenge, but a challenge that we embrace.
Desmond, you've had four straight must-win games here. How hard is it to keep up that intensity?
I don't think it's hard at all. It is what it is. It's part of our job. And honestly, I wish every game was, like this. And even though we try to approach it that way, it's just not the same, when you really know that it's win or go home. And that's the kind of games, I like, where it's competition and it's a must win. So I don't think it's hard at all. It's something we're taking on. This is our role, and we're fully embracing it. And grab the bull by the horn, so to speak.
So there's really no chance for a burnout or anything like that, just because you've been at that high level for so long now, such an extended period of time?
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Has Mike kept you guys fresh or done a good job of, keeping your legs fresh and with practices and days off, things like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mike definitely puts a huge emphasis on saving us and having us fresh. And, you know, it's kind of been emphasis throughout the whole week and throughout the whole season, actually. So I think we're definitely going to be fresh and going to be good and ready to go.